Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Bianca Rose, the president and CEO of Knight Aerospace, one of the world's leading manufacturers and distributors of air transportation products. Bianca joins us today to discuss Knight's latest product deliveries and the San Antonio-based OEM's company-wide initiative to expand its specialty offerings and help the U.S. win the current space race. And Bianca, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
So tell us, for starters, Bianca, tell us a little bit about what Knight Aerospace does and the types of customers that you work with. Let's start there.
Okay. So what we do is we build specialized structures and systems that actually roll on and roll off cargo aircraft. And these are used to move people and patients throughout the globe. And so what we'd like to say is that we build structures for unconventional platforms like cargo aircraft, because as you can imagine, cargo aircraft was built for cargo, but every day it transports people and patients all over the globe. We have products in 36 countries. We mostly sell to militaries because that's who owns the thousands and thousands of cargo aircraft. And like I said, they range from hospital and patient-like transportation, where you really feel like you're inside a hospital room, to VIP suite. So when you're in a cargo aircraft, as you can imagine, it's just with this big empty ship. It has no lighting, it has no temperature control, it is cold, it's dark, it's dirty, it's used for cargo. So now we roll on this broom that can transport, you know, sultans and heads of state and generals and patients. And so we build a lot of different variations of different structures for people to be transported safely on the back of cargo aircraft.
Well, this is quite phenomenal, and what a unique space that you are in as well. Taking it even further, your company's slogan is Transforming Humanity's Missions. Tell us what that means from a practical, everyday standpoint, if you would.
Yeah, so, you know, imagine that you were a soldier in combat somewhere in the world, in the Middle East somewhere. Now you find yourself in a hospital in Germany. They're having to stabilize you so that you're able to get back to the United States. So you're there for a long time. You're being treated. Maybe you have burns. This happens a lot of times. And now you're going to wait for a military transport to get you back to the United States. And now you find yourself on the back of a cargo aircraft. It's dirty. It's dusty. You're already stressed because you're a patient. And you're waiting to get back to the United States in this condition. So your anxiety is up. It's not a great condition. Just the vibration and the sound from the cargo aircraft is horrible. So now picture a situation where you can be in a hospital room and you can be taken up immediately. So you're not waiting for transportation. You can be treated in the air. So when we talk about transforming humanity's missions, we're talking about that. We're talking about changing something that's been the same way for over 50 years. We just put people and patients on the back of cargo aircraft, and we take them through these very austere conditions. And so we can transform that. We can make that cargo aircraft perform so many other kinds of missions more humanely, more safely, because you can, as you can imagine, you're not safe when you're just on a stretcher on the back of a cargo aircraft, but now we can put you in a very safe structure. And there's a lot of other applications that are just impossible for me to list out to you today, but we're always transforming the way we move humanity around the world.
Well, I say those are some big time examples right there. And this is the kind of stuff that most people take for granted and never even stop to think about. I'm sure you've gotten the attention of the audience to this point. What are the main driving needs in your industry, and how do Knight's solutions and or products differ from those of its competitors, assuming there are not a lot of competitors?
Yeah, that's a great question. As you can imagine, COVID changed the world. We all know that. I actually started the medical part of this business. We've been in business for 30 years, but 7 or 8 years ago, at the end of Ebola, I said, you know, the company wanted to reach beyond VIP transport to medical. And so I went out and talked to people like the CDC and the State Department, and I learned that everybody expected for there to be a pandemic at some point. It was a question of when, how widespread, and, you know, what the world was going to do in response. And Ebola made everybody think, well, you know, it wasn't that bad. But when COVID happened, it changed everything. Now we were having to repatriate citizens all over the globe. And now we were having to transport contagious and contaminated patients. So, for instance, in New York, we all read about how they were having to take patients one at a time on helicopters to neighboring city hospitals. That's like $30,000 an hour per person, and you can only move one or two at a time. So enter Knight Aerospace, who's had this vision and was already designing and building a biocontainment module to be used for situations just like this. So when that happened, we just accelerated the clock. We said, we're going to finish this design. We had already started manufacturing it, and we delivered the first biocontainment medical module to the Royal Canadian Air Force so they could repatriate Canadians from all over the world. They could move vaccines, which, as you remember, at the beginning was very difficult. It had to be in special refrigerated and freezing conditions. And they could also reach austere parts of the country of Canada and move patients around that need to be moved. Now the whole world understands that. This is what differentiates us. We've been in business for 30 years. We have the experience and the expertise to deliver a product that's going to be safe, that's going to work, and it's going to save money, and it's going to save lives. And that's just like one example of the products that we bring to the market and how just a recent phenomena caused an entire market to stand up and take notice of what we do.
Yeah, COVID certainly changed the world forever, and it's pretty awesome to see how Knight Aerospace is making a difference and reacted to the COVID pandemic as well. Today, we're joined by Bianca Rose, the president and CEO of Knight Aerospace, one of the world's leading manufacturers and distributors of air transportation products, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Knight recently delivered an airplane toilet and galley module dubbed the Next Generation ATGL to the Royal Australian Air Force. Tell us about the product and why the Royal Australian Air Force chose to replace its predecessor with your solution, and what does the Knight's Next Generation ATGL mean for elevating the standards of military aircraft? Touch on that if you would.
Yeah, that's another great question. So again, when people think about moving people on the back of cargo aircraft, as you can imagine, most of them don't have galleys and lavatories like you find on your commercial airplane because they're not intended for people. So we build, again, these roll-on structures that roll on the aircraft, locked into it, act as one with it. And so we build to the same standards of the aircraft. And now you can have a galley, so you can have food, you could have refrigerated space, you could have microwaves and coffee makers and that kind of stuff. And then on the other side, we have lavatories. And let me tell you, our lavatories are very popular because when you're flying on a 16-hour flight and you've got a bucket on the back of a cargo aircraft as your facility, you're super happy to see a lavatory. And so what has happened is over the years, because we do move so many people on the back of cargo aircraft, about 30 years ago, there was a design and a build of about 300 structures all over the world, the Air Transportable Galley Lavatory, ATGL, that has been used for 30 years. Well, as you can imagine, a 30-year-old technology is pretty dated. It has fluorescent lights. It has toilets that have sloshing water. So as you know, aircraft are going to tilt and turn. So this water sloshes out. It causes corrosion to the aircraft. It's been a big, big problem over the years. So what we did is we said, you know, this technology needs to be replaced. So we designed and built the first new generation air transportable galley lavatory. It has things like a vacuum-assisted toilet like you would have on a commercial flight. It has LED lights. It has the newest types of refrigeration and, you know, appliances. And it makes flying, you know, a completely different experience. But the most important thing that we brought to the table is that the old structure was designed to sustain 3 Gs. Our structure, and by the way, nobody believes that it really does, because it has been tested and proven to not probably meet that standard. Ours is. As I said, we built it to the same standard that the aircraft is. So we know it's never going to dislodge. We know it's never going to become a missile inside a cargo aircraft. We know it's always going to be safe to fly, and the people that are using it are going to be safe. And so, you know, we're replacing this very old tire technology. You can imagine the cost of sustaining a 30-year-old toilet that's flying in the air. So not only is the cost of sustainment very difficult, but as you can imagine, the company who originally designed and built these doesn't even exist anymore. And a lot of the components on the existing system have been built by companies who don't exist anymore or who don't have those products anymore. You know, the American taxpayer hears all the time about why we would spend $50,000 on a light bulb. This is why. Because when you have old technology and the company doesn't exist anymore and you're trying to replace it, and the requirement says you replace it with the exact same product and you can't find it anymore, now you're having to spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars unnecessarily to do that. What we have is a brand new technology that is airworthy, that brings all those solutions, that is much more cost effective than keeping the repairs up on something that is that dated. The Royal Australian Air Force stepped up and was our first customer because they have super high airworthiness standards. They actually have Boeing Defense Systems who office with them down in Australia and do their certification process. And so they have very high standards, very high criteria. And they said, we want to replace our fleet with something that is, you know, now new to date, the best technology, the newest technology that we know is going to be safe to fly. Since COVID, and Australia had a very significant and serious issue with COVID-19, they don't fly a mission without an ATGL on board. And so we love working with them. They're an absolute, you know, wonderful first reference account because they get it. They understand airworthiness standards. They want the best for their country, and we're there to supply it for them.
Well, Bianca, it's quite amazing all the things that you're doing and the difference that you're making in this space, and we really appreciate your joining us here today to introduce Knight Aerospace to the audience and all that you're doing. So tell us, what's next for Knight Aerospace in terms of moving passengers in unconventional modalities, and specifically by making the leap from air to space transportation? How does Knight plan to enhance the rocket cargo program in the U.S.? Get into some of those details. I'm sure that would be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love ending on this note. You know, about a year ago, we were approached about rocket travel. And at the time, it sounded so far-fetched, but it's just amazing what commercial space has done. And as I started thinking about it, and I looked at our core competencies, and I said, you know, we are used to putting people and equipment on unconventional platforms. What's more unconventional than a rocket? And now the discussions have been about, okay, now that we can go suborbitally to anywhere else on the globe in less than 1 hour, we can start thinking about military applications. We can start looking at humanitarian assistance and disaster recovery and saying, if we could get medical supplies and medical personnel there in less than 1 hour and move patients out and bring them back home in less than an hour and treat them in the air, how would that revolutionize the way we think about the global movement of people and patients and equipment in so many different applications? And I thought, who better to do that than us? So we started working on it, and we have now, I'm really happy to announce, we just landed 3 small business innovation research grants with the U.S. government to help us design and create prototypes for our solutions in helping to create systems and structures to take equipment and people onto rockets, transport them safely, and deploy them off the rockets for a lot of different use cases.
Well, once again, Bianca, we want to thank you so much for joining us here today. It's an honor to have had you, and we really, once again, want to thank you and appreciate all that you're doing in the space and the impact that you're making all these years through Knight Aerospace. I'm sure listeners would like to know where they could get further details and more information online on Knight Aerospace. Where's the best place to do so?
Absolutely. The website is knightaerospace.com. That's Knight with a K, K-N-I-G-H-T, aerospace.com.
And of course, as always, listeners, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Bianca, all the best. Thank you so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Bianca Rose, the president and CEO of Knight Aerospace, one of the world's leading manufacturers and distributors of transportation products. And once again, for all the details, visit knightaerospace.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.